Texas House in an email after Tuesday's primary election. The operator of a privately run federal prison in Kansas and its phone provider have agreed to pay $3.7 million to settle a lawsuit filed by attorneys who alleged calls with their clients at the Leavenworth facility were illegally recorded. The Kansas City Star reports that Core Civic, the operator of the prison, and Securus Technologies, the phone company, agreed to pay the money into a fund that will then be distributed among attorneys. Mid-America Network News. Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iFlyAugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Police in Topeka say a barrage of gunfire in the west end of the city led to the death of one person there. Police say the shooting happened around 11:30 Wednesday night when officers were called to Southwest Gage Boulevard near a shopping district and not far from the Topeka Zoo. Arriving officers found one person suffering gunshot wounds who was pronounced dead at the scene. The person's name and other details of the shooting have not yet been released. An Overland Park City Council member who's charged with misdemeanor domestic battery has been removed from the city's Public Safety Committee, which oversees police procedures. Scott Hamblin was charged after police were called to his home on the 21st of July. No one was injured. Six fellow council members on Monday called for Hamblin to resign, but he says he will not do so. Mayor Carl Gerlach said yesterday he removed Hamblin from the committee because it would be a conflict of interest to serve while being investigated by police. And after almost fall-like feeling weather in Kansas to start the week, forecasters say the weekend's going to be a hot one. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Governor Pete Ricketts has signed an updated state budget with new money for 2019 flood relief and career scholarships for the University of Nebraska and state colleges. Ricketts approved the two-year spending plan with no line item vetoes. In a statement, he praised lawmakers for their work in crafting it. Lawmakers approved an additional $83.6 million earlier this year for the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Police in western Nebraska say a Missouri man has died after being hit by a train in Scotts Bluff. The Scotts Bluff Star-Herald reports the incident happened early Wednesday morning when police were called to railroad tracks where a man had been hit by a westbound train. Police Sergeant Lance Kite said the impact killed 56-year-old Michael Nolde of Missouri. The newspaper reports Nolde had family members who live in Scotts Bluff. Police interviewed witnesses and collected evidence at the scene and say no foul play is suspected in Nolde's death. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. A public information meeting was held Wednesday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville to discuss the Irish Creek Wind Energy Project. Marshall County commissioners and representatives from NextEra Energy and around 115 local residents were in attendance. A presentation was given by NextEra on the benefits of the project.
A project of this magnitude has the capability of bringing around $50 million in payments to the landowners who are participating within the project. $40 million in property taxes that are forecasted to come from a project of this size, and that's subject to final build cost. But there is a 10-year tax exemption within the state of Kansas. There are temporary construction jobs from right around 9 to 12 months, and then 12 to 15 full-time jobs that will be coming into the community.
There were some concerns raised by residents.
You state on the Irish Creek Facebook page that there are no health issues, noise, nuisance, shadow flicker when a turbine is properly placed. Can you please explain to us your definition of properly placed?
A NextEra representative responded via video call.
Is the how many other placement turbines far enough back in your homes? You're not participating. And we know that in Kansas, a 50 decibel sound limit is what is appropriate to make sure that we're protecting your health. And that is what we're basing these specs on. So Irish Creek, when they've designed their project, and they've designed their setbacks, when they've designed the levels it's inside your homes, when you're not participating, for those of you who host the turbines, we'd be no more than 50 decibels. And that is what we know works to make sure that everybody's going to be okay.
Another question was raised about the turbine placements.
How far will the turbine be sited from my property? We don't know yet how far each turbine is going to be away from residences, how far a turbine will be from a property line of a non-participant.
For the Irish Creek Wind Energy Center, from a non-participating property line, the setback is 1.1 times the tip height. So they are 499 feet, then 1% of that, so right around 550-ish feet.
Video of the full meeting can be found on the KNDY Facebook page. The annual Axtell Days celebration is this weekend. The Axtell Eagle football team will be serving Blake Frazee's barbecue at 5:30 today at the ball field, with the second annual cornhole tournament at 6:30 and Red Dirt Rendezvous Band live in the park at 8:30. And then there will be a 5K glow run walk at 9. Saturday, a bicycle fun run begins at 8:30. Parade at 10 with the theme Axtell, the Dream Staycation. Kids pedal pole at 11:30. Handcrafted bingo at 1. Tractor country cruise at 2. The fireman smoked chicken and pulled pork barbecue from 5 to 8 on Saturday. And the Tim Strotman and Blacktop Road Band live at 9. Find the full schedule online at axtellks.com. Marshall County Health Department will host back-to-school immunization clinics next week, Monday, August the 10th, at the Axtell Legion Community Building from 4:30 to 7, Tuesday, August 11th, at the Blue Rapids Community Center from 4:30 to 7, and Thursday, August 13th, at the Frankfort City Hall from 4:30 to 7. In Marysville, they are offered at the Health Department office. School vaccine requirements and additional related information are posted on their website at marshallcohealth.org.
Michael W. Murphy, age 66, of Marysville, passed away March 22nd. Private family service to be held Friday, August 7th, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Marysville. It will be live streamed on Facebook. Public graveside service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mike Murphy. Mildred K. Lauterbach, age 92, formerly of Odell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Interment in St. John's Lutheran Cemetery at Lanham. Harmon Wright Mortuary Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Mildred Lauterbach. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, fried chicken, whole wheat roll, beans, coleslaw, and rosy applesauce. Monday, citrus salmon, macaroni and cheese, whole wheat bread, green beans, and pears.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Are you tired of searching the radio for a station that not only plays great music, but also gives you important, updated information like news and weather? Well, search no more. Tune in to KNDY. Ah! This amazing station will eliminate the reason to search for what you need. It's local. It's dependable. It doesn't Julianne fries, but it's free. That's right, no cost, no charge, no contracts, no obligations, absolutely free.
Yay!
Local, state, and national news, farm news, ag reports, community updates, and weather forecasts, current conditions, and as an added bonus, severe storm coverage at no extra charge.
Ooh!
KNDY is also your station for KU, K-State, and area high school sports coverage.
Sports are currently out of stock.
But in the meantime, you can listen to archive games that we air during the season on our website for replay or download. But wait, there's more. Of course, KNDY has your favorite country music from today's hits to yesterday's favorites.
Giddy up.
Share with your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tune in to KNDY FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1. And if you act now, we'll throw in our mobile app for free. It's free radio on KNDY, on air, online, and on our mobile app, making your radio listening easier.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth.
Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County.
Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families.
The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity.
Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map for this Friday, we have a couple frontal boundaries. We have a low across the upper parts of the Midwest that will continue to push off towards the east, bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms across that area through the next few days. We're also looking at a frontal boundary across the central, east central parts of the Midwest, southern parts of the United States, which will also bring chances for some showers and thunderstorms off and on across the Midwest all the way through the weekend. Otherwise, we are going to see warm temperatures back into the upper 80s and into the 90s. So across the area, partly sunny skies, could see some isolated showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, we'll continue with isolated showers and thunderstorms, clear skies overnight in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. Tomorrow night, isolated storms overnight, mid-70s. For Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temps mid-90s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
One of the best things about summer is enjoying some great barbecue. Pulled pork, brisket, smoked sausage, barbecue chicken, and don't forget the sides, baked beans, cucumber salad, cheesy hash brown taters. I could go on, but now I'm hungry and need to head down to Bite Me Barbecue. Dine in or carry out. They can also cater your next event. Stop in today. Heck, do it now. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
It's that time of year again. It's back to school time. Hi, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School here in Marysville. If you're looking for a Christ-centered school with small class sizes, we invite you to call the school and set up an appointment to come check out our facilities. You can reach us at 562-3181. Please leave a message if no one answers and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. We look forward to hearing from you.
The NBA playoff picture begins to take form. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It wasn't easy, but the Bucks rallied to claim the top seed in the Eastern Conference.
Middleton leans into a long three. Oh, banked it off the glass and in. And you can kiss this one goodbye when those are going in.
The call on WAXY, down by as many as 23. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton each scored 33. And the Bucks used a 20-0 run in the final 5 minutes to pull away from the Heat 130-116. It's the second straight year the Bucks have held the best record in the East. In a potential Western Conference playoff preview, James Harden and the Rockets took care of business against the shorthanded Lakers.
Harden again doubled, bounce pass Green, now to Rivers, on top to James, one-on-one with Kuzma, turns a corner, comes through the lane, got pushed from behind, layup in and one.
On KBME, with LeBron James sitting with a sore groin, Harden's double-double, 39 points, 12 assists, carried Houston to a 113-97 win. This is ABC Sports. Heading into today's second round of the PGA Championship at Harding Park in San Francisco, Jason Day and Brendan Todd are tied for the lead after both shot a 5-under 65. Playing in his second tour match since the pandemic, Tiger Woods finished 2-under par, 3 strokes in back of the leaders. On the diamonds, one all-star made quite the memorable return.
Nick awaits the offering, and here it is from Font. This one's hit in the air to deep right field. This is back towards the chop house, sailing through the sky. It's gone! Woo-hoo!
On WCNN, a week after reneging on his initial decision to sit out due to COVID-19, Nick Markakis picked the right time to collect his first hit of the season, his walk-off home run carrying the Braves to a 4-3 win over the Blue Jays. Oakland A's bench coach Ryan Christensen has apologized after he unintentionally, he said, made a gesture resembling the Nazi salute following the team's win over the Texas Rangers. The A's said in a statement they do not support or condone the gesture. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
KNDY.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. and Chinese officials will review the Phase 1 trade deal implementation and likely air grievances that on both sides have on August 15th during a video conference. Two folks familiar with the plans say the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Chinese Vice Premier Li He, the principal negotiator of the deal, will participate in the meeting. It'll be a 6-month review of the deal that became active on February 15th. Initially reported the details of the meeting between the two countries. Under the deal, China pledged to boost purchases of U.S. goods by $200 billion over 2017 levels. Those purchases were to include agriculture, manufactured products, and energy and other services. China, though, has been hit hard by the coronavirus recession and fallen far behind the pace they need to meet those first-year goals of $77 billion increase. Imports of farm goods have been lower than 2017 levels the agreement was based on. China's ambassador to the U.S. said they've always had a plan in place for high-level talks 6 months in the pact. U.S. President Trump has threatened to end the deal over China's handling of the coronavirus. And tensions have risen over U.S. sanctions related to China's crackdown on Hong Kong. Farm bankruptcy filings totaled 580 between June 2019 and June of 2020. That's an 8% increase over the last 12 months. The Farm Bureau said a 6-month comparison shows the number of Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings slowed during that time. The Midwest, Northwest, and Southeast are the regions that have been hardest hit by bankruptcies. That accounts for 80% of the filings in the U.S. Wisconsin was the number one state with 69 filings. Nebraska was second at 38. While year-over-year filings increased during June, the number of new filings slowed during the first 6 months of the year compared to the first half of 2019. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest Ag News here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. And as harvest continues to move northbound, we check in with a couple of different regions. First, we look with Jim Peterson, Policy and Marketing Director for the North Dakota Wheat Commission. He started the update by giving an overview of the importance of the wheat to U.S. customers worldwide. He reminded that watching Tuesday's pre-harvest update, recent years 54% of the total U.S. spring wheat production came from North Dakota, 20% from Montana, 14% from Minnesota. So again, these northern harvests, very, very important. We'll check in first in Montana with Sam Anderson from the Montana Wheat and Barley Committee. He noted that the state's crop recently had the highest good to excellent rating from the four main HRS wheat growing states. The July 26th NAS Montana Crop Progress Report estimated the condition at 80% good to excellent. Subsoil moisture in the state was rated at 77% adequate to surplus compared to the 71% of previous years. Looking at a different region now, as we spoke with Tim Lucan, the manager of Oahe Grain in Oneida, South Dakota, after the presentation, he told them as he bring in about 175,000 bushels of the new spring crop with the excellent quality rating at about 61 pounds, good color, and a 13.6% protein average. He told me he hasn't seen much on yield yet, but the still early on in the harvest, as he said, about 45 to 60 bushels per acre is the estimate. Meanwhile,
Meanwhile, Northwest Minnesota has had a rough year since last fall. That's according to Joachim Wiersma of University of Minnesota Extension. Said the rainfall has been about 200 to 300% of normal so far. So certainly quite a bit of delays up in that region. That's your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update, brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, here on this Friday morning with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. We've been talking this week about how one county fair in California was able to get around the COVID-19 shutdown of the fair by holding an online show of livestock and also an online auction. But not having the fairs at all is a real loss to communities, one that cannot be remedied online. More about that after this.
Orion here, and if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Over the last few days, we've heard from the CEO of the Salinas Valley Fair in California how they were able to get creative after their fair was canceled because of COVID-19 and hold a livestock show online and also auction the animals online. But there is much more to the county fair than just the animals. It is a community gathering. And TJ Plue, the CEO of the Salinas Valley Fair, talks about that loss.
Yeah, that's the toughest part, is to be living in our community and have people say, gosh, we really missed fair this year. It is, for our region, it's the largest gathering that we have. There's large gatherings in the city of Monterey, in the city of Salinas, in Paso Robles. Those are all an hour away from us. But in our town, it's the place where you have a class reunion, a friend reunion. There's people, you only see them once a year at the fair. And so missing that connection, along with all the other touch points that we've missed, graduations, quinceañeras, wedding receptions, it's been a tough loss for us to not be connecting in that way. And then financially, it's been a loss for all the businesses that gear up for fair, where people are buying supplies, they're buying a brand new outfit, they're buying their crafts because they're going to enter a painting or enter some other project. It's been, there's been some grief involved that I don't think we've all really figured out what that means, what that loss means, but I know they're going to be really ready to get together when we can.
Yeah, well, let's hope that's 2021. And what about the exhibitors of arts and crafts and preserves and that sort of thing? Was there an online remedy for them, too?
We were hopeful to do something in September, a fall festival where we would feature arts, crafts, preserves, baked goods. And I think that we're going to have to do something really creative like we did with livestock in September and do some virtual shows.
Challenging times. Back after this.
Many corn growers across the country already know that Headline Amp Fungicide delivers more bushels of corn than any other fungicide. It enables corn to grow more efficiently through proven plant health benefits and provides powerful control against diseases that attack corn. Find out more at HeadlineAmpFungicide.com or talk to any Farmers Cooperative Agronomy branch about our SkyTech aerial application service. Maximize your corn yields by using Headline Amp. Always read and follow label directions.
Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Royals' mostly dormant offense in 2020 awoke last night with a fair share of pent-up anger. The unsuspecting victim was the Cubs' pitching staff, as every Kansas City hitter reached base at least once en route to a 13-2 victory at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals snapped a six-game losing streak. The St. Louis Cardinals have returned to the field for light workouts nearly a week after an outbreak of COVID-19 forced that club and its staff members to quarantine in Milwaukee. Cardinals manager Mike Schilt called it a breath of fresh air after 5 days spent in the Pfister Hotel. The Cardinals returned 13 positive coronavirus tests in their traveling party, seven of them players, forcing them to suspend their season. They were finally cleared to travel back to St. Louis late Tuesday when they returned negative tests for the second straight day. Kansas City Royals opening up a series with the Minnesota Twins. First pitch tonight at 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The NFL is launching a voting initiative in advance of November's presidential election. Correspondent Clayton Neville says the focus of the campaign is on voter registration and voter education.
The NFL announcing a league-wide effort to boost voter turnout this fall. The campaign points out just a 60% voter turnout in the U.S. in the 2016 election.
Only 60% of y'all voted in 2016? That's not going to get it done. We can't win if we don't play.
Register
to vote.
The league teaming up with nonprofit groups to provide educational seminars for players during the first few weeks of training camp, followed by sessions for league employees and NFL legends. I'm Clayton Neville.
A total of 66 players have opted out of the 2020 NFL season due to the coronavirus pandemic. They'll receive $150,000 each as an advance against future salaries. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Have a great weekend.
Is there anywhere in the U.S. to escape the noise of civilization? We will direct you to the quietest spot in America on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 7th. It is the 220th day of the year, and Revolutionary War hero Nathaniel Greene was born on this day.
Noise pollution isn't a new problem in the world. Even ancient Greeks confronted the issue by banning roosters inside city walls. But the noise most Americans contend with on a daily level is magnitudes greater, blamed for elevated stress levels and related health issues. And there are a few places to get away from it. Even in some wilderness areas, man-made noise approaches 3 decibels, enough to reduce discernment of natural sounds by 50 to 90%. If you really want peace and solitude, try the old-growth forests in Olympia National Park in Washington State. An area they call 1 square inch is said to be the quietest spot in America. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, upper 80s. We'll see wind gusts at 25. Tonight, we'll continue the isolated showers and thunderstorms, clear skies overnight, lower 70s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. Tomorrow night could see some isolated storms overnight, mid-70s. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies, we'll see temps mid-90s. Right now, it's 70.
What's happening on Friday?
KNDY is helping you kick off the weekend with Friday Night Live, brought to you by Tension Envelope and Galloway, Wiggers, and Brinegar. Friday Night Live.
Yeah, anytime on Friday is absolutely fine.
Playing your requests from 6 to 9 on FM 95.5.
Sounds like my Friday night.
Friday Night Live, brought to you by Tension Envelope and Galloway, Wiggers, and Brinegar on FM 95.5.
There's going to be a bunch of cool bands playing and stuff.
It's going to be the best Friday of your lives.
Well, see you Friday. Bye.
KNDY.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup.